It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. You all have heard by now that the Washington State Legislature is in session. Some state lawmakers think health insurance plans should include abortion coverage. They've reintroduced a bill they call the Reproductive Parity Act. That bill passed the House of Representatives last year, but the Senate Health Care Committee did not bring it to the floor for a vote. Lori Jenkins is a public health official from Tacoma, and she also represents the 27th district in Tacoma in the Washington State House of Representatives. She told me why she backs the Reproductive Parity Act.
Well, it's to make sure that the women in this state, as voters have voted over and over again over the last 50 years, can have access to the health care that they want, and that includes the right to choose to terminate a pregnancy. It's very interesting. Last year, the argument about why we didn't need the bill was that all insurers provided coverage, so we didn't need it. In fact, we've seen anything but that over the course of the last year. In the pre-file, without the bill, we saw pre-filings from insurance companies in which they weren't going to cover it. They were confused, and then some of them went back in and did. Right now, a group health cooperative doesn't cover it, although they've made arrangements to try and help women. And then we have another insurer who thinks they cover it, but the insurance commissioner's office doesn't think they cover it. So the extraordinary confusion that's been created by not having clarity in the law, really in the end, that just ends up hurting women and hurting their ability to make their own health care decisions.
What impact could the Affordable Care Act have on whatever legislation makes it through the Washington State Legislature this session?
The Affordable Care Act actually is fairly explicit at saying that states can make this decision if they want to make sure that women have the right to make their own health care decisions, then states have that ability to do that. So I think, if anything, the Affordable Care Act is supportive. The challenge is that the insurance offered, the federal plans that are offered through the Affordable Care Act, do not provide abortion coverage. Now, the good side of that is that anyone who argues that they don't want to have that coverage, have abortion coverage, they can choose a federal plan, and they don't have to have it. So everybody can, you know, make the choices that are best for them.
Last year, the Reproductive Parity Act didn't make it to a floor vote in the Senate. What do you think is going to happen during this short session?
Goodness knows, Marcy. I think it's very challenging, because I think it's probably a bit of an uphill battle in the Senate. I believe the votes are likely there, and it would be great to see the Senate be willing to put it on the floor and see what happens with it. We'll see if the Senate leadership will do that. But whether or not they do it, it is still important for women's voices to be heard and for women to be clear that they're the ones who should be making health care decisions for themselves, not somebody else.
Now, Lori Jenkins, you're very specific on what you'd like to see, but a lot of us realize politics is about horse trading. Are you offering anything, or what are you offering Senate Republicans that might sweeten the way to getting this passed?
You don't think that happy women would be enough?
Not in my experience, Lori.
We're in the second day of session. I think we're going to have to see how what priorities the Senate has, what priorities the House has. My experience hasn't been, and this is my fourth session, or I guess I should say my fourth year and like my tenth session. But my experience hasn't been that people horse trade over things that they would otherwise be completely unwilling to do. So it just doesn't quite work like that. I do think that there's the possibility for discussion about priorities in the Senate, priorities in the House, and how we might kind of make everybody happy. Will this be in the mix? I think it's too soon to tell.
Lori Jenkins represents the House of Representatives from the 27th District in Tacoma. Once again, she's backing the Reproductive Parity Act. That's a bill that would include abortion coverage in all health insurance plans in the state. We've reached out to the Senate Majority Coalition leaders to see if they'll let their members vote on the bill this session. Haven't yet heard back from them. It's The Record on KUOW.